classic car on the corner, still calling my name, so it seems. But I can't afford you, so I'll just ignore you and drive you in my dreams. I'll drive you in my dreams. Drive you in my dreams.
Welcome to another episode of the Classic Car Corner Podcast. I'm your co-host Jason Painter, along with John Lockhart and Eric Benzel. And we welcome back Eric Benson of River City Rippers. And we are excited about the upcoming third annual Cars in the Commons coming up on June the 24th, two Saturdays from now, I think, right? So, Eric, obviously, welcome back. Glad to have you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Well, of course. So obviously, the third Cars in the Commons, tell us more, please.
Yeah, so year three.
Year three.
Well, I guess we'll look backward before we look forward. So you know, year one came together in a matter of a couple months. By all accounts, it worked out pretty well.
It did.
I thought so.
Yep. Beautiful.
Yeah. And so last year we really kind of went for the full event, the full day. I had, you know, of course, months to plan it as opposed to weeks. And so it really established, you know, itself, I think, in the region. I think we, you know, going into year three now, we have 14 different states, cars from 14 different states.
That's awesome.
We've got, I guess, 15 or so sponsors that have helped put on the show.
Right.
And some new wrinkles as well.
Okay.
I think you'll find
a couple. Which comes with growth.
It does.
Yep.
It does. So year three is going to look a bit different in a few ways. So first off, each and every year we have a marquee. This year it will be BMW. Okay. So we're going to kind of celebrate the BMW Motorsports history, right? So a lot of the stuff from the 80s and 90s and even the mid-70s, a lot of their race cars and things like that we're bringing in from various places. So that will be cool. We also are expanding our Euro section. So we'll have Euro Island this year, which is going to be a display of about 65 or so cars, which I think will be neat because in years past, we've really had a lot of the exotics, a lot of the Germans, the Porsches and all of those, but not so much of the custom JDM, custom German stuff. And so, this year we're going to get some of that in the show as well. So
awesome.
Should be fun.
So it is a great show. It's a great event and it's a great location. So year three, and you probably already answered some of this question, is it getting any easier to put it on, but it's getting bigger. So the answer to that is, You may have gotten over a couple hurdles, but I bet it's still pretty daunting trying to put a show on to this magnitude.
It is. You know what's cool is that most people recognize it. You know what I mean? Like, I have not heard yet, you know, why does it cost X to register my car or why do I have to pay for a t-shirt on the website, right? Mm-hmm. So hopefully we're putting a product out there that is good enough that people like it. As it relates to the time, I probably don't get paid minimum wage. Right. Fortunately, my other job pays better than this one. But it is getting a little bit bigger a little bit better and a little bit easier. As we look towards next year, there'll be some fundamental differences that we're pretty excited about. So this year we've established ourselves as an event. We've established ourselves as a regional car event, and we've established ourselves as a charity event worthy of recognition, right?
Gotcha.
And so what happens now is that we have local corporate companies coming to me and saying, hey, we want to be involved. How
Love
can
it.
We help? Right.
Right. Yeah,
so
great.
Instead of little me, you know, writing my check for 10 or 15 grand, which I'm very proud of this year, in the future and going forward, you know, hopefully we'll have in place auctions and raffles that begin early in the year. And then, boom, it'll culminate at the event, you know, next summer.
Nice.
And so being
very
able
cool.
to have, you know, hey, bid to win a trip to Mexico, bid to win car parts, bid to win even a raffle of car. So that's what we're looking at, going forward to raise more funds.
Okay.
But this year, it's all about the car owners. So all the funds raised this year will be from the registration of cars. I'll be donating every dollar of that. And then we will also donate every dollar of the water sales, and then donate back all the water that we don't sell.
Okay, gotcha.
So we'll have a number of things there, you know, on site to try to raise money. We've got a local artist coming in with some special pieces that we're going to raffle off and things like that.
Well, so, that's cool. Very good.
Moving awesome. In the right direction.
Absolutely.
Now, as far as auctioning off a used car, we can talk. I've got a basket case of a V8 5. It has cylinders.
Yeah.
Well, see, you know, we can donate that to the cause.
There's one key element. You got to have, you know, people who in fact want that car.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Exactly. It gets rarer and rarer as they stop running. So now, how many cars are you anticipating this year? Last year was approximately 200.
Yeah, so we were north of 200 registered cars last year, plus some of the sponsor cars and things like that. This year, we're going to be north of 300 registered cars, plus, you know, many of the sponsor cars, collector cars. There are rumors of an F1 car going to make it.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So we really have it. We have our tentacles pretty deep into several places. So, you know, fingers crossed that they all show up on the day. You know, weather can impact that. And, of course, right. You know, number of things can. But, yeah, we are really excited. Far more than before.
That's awesome. Oh, wow. Dude. Well, you may have touched on this as well, but any new vendors joining you this year?
Yeah, so, you know, and I appreciate that question because, you know, if I wouldn't be able to donate all the money if I had to use the money to put on the show.
Show, right.
And
yeah,
so
right.
Without the sponsors, I can't put on the show. You know, the red carpet costs money. The photographers cost money.
Of course.
The t-shirts cost money. The posters cost money.
Yep.
All of the stuff, you know, costs money. So tip of the hat, number one, to Alex White. His team at Sue Distracted Driver has been just phenomenal.
Gotcha.
I don't know if you've seen the.
Yeah, he was there last year. I remember seeing him.
Well, he put up a billboard.
Yeah.
On Highway 22.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he did. That's right. Yep.
So that was cool. I also saw that we were watching Entertainment Tonight, and, you know, I'm just sitting there watching TV, and boom, there it is right on the screen. While they were going into commercial break. Was Cars in the Comments. So Alex has been a wonderful partner. Number two, German Tech. They've been a wonderful partner. This year they're taking and spearheading the awards. So this year we're going to give away awards for each section.
Nice.
So every driver will arrive, pick up their number decal at the German Tech tent to be judged and hopefully win an award. So, you know, I'll call out those two folks first and foremost, but there are other title sponsors that have been with me from the get-go.
Gotcha.
Derbytown Tuning certainly has stepped up. BMW of Louisville has stepped up now for the third year in a row, which is really cool. And for the first time, Huffman Motor Group got involved. So,
nice.
You know, we're starting to get there.
Gotcha.
You know, starting to get to where we need to be, where we can put on a good event, and everyone looks forward to it.
What kind of peaking? Backing off that, so if a new sponsor wants to get involved, how would they do so, and who would they contact?
Yeah, no, great question. Me.
There you go. And we'll ask for your contact information as we close. Yeah,
yeah, right, no,
gotcha.
Is there any particular vendors that maybe you're low on that you would like to have more of?
There you go.
You know what? I'm really surprised that we haven't had any of the spirits. Folks
really
want to participate yet. So I would have thought that we could get some bourbon branding. But I'm very open. Listen, if you do business here, you know, I would like to do business with you. If you can cater to my crowd in one way or another, whether it's a car, whether it's a cigar, or whether it's a, you know, a bourbon or whatever it might be, you know, we're open to all of those. When it comes to the car specific, vendors and sponsors, I will say we vet you.
Gotcha.
I will use you before I refer you. If it's product, I will use your product before I refer your product. If it's your service, you know, Philip Pullen, he said, well, you know, let's get involved in the car show this year. And I said, well, great. You're going to have to get one of my cars in your shop first. Right. And we became great friends because of the great service he provided.
Very good.
And so, you know, case in point, hey, call me. But I do want to make sure that we're putting the best people in front of our club. Yeah. And yep. So
I would imagine that pretty soon you have people coming to you once you announce there's going to be Cars in the Common version 3, version 4. This is going to be an annual event. people are starting to come to you saying, I want to be a part of it. I want my name on the shirt. And like, eh. So that's part of the vetting process going, well, before you get the ink, I got to make sure you're good enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm pretty proud, right? So we've got the folks that we just mentioned, mm-hmm. and we've got some national apparel brands coming this year. We've got, you know, of course, Liquid Molly, a national, of course, the brand in fluids. So we're proud of who we have there, and that it isn't just a hodgepodge of, you know, someone right. who wants to throw a few bucks on and, you know. So yeah, no, it's going really, really well, and we look forward to building that, you know, going forward.
Gotcha. Well, very good. What charities is RCR involved in at this point?
Yeah, so we're open to doing a different alternate charity each year. However, there are two that we always bake into the show. So one is Norton Children's Foundation.
Awesome. Yep.
So they will continue to be even a bigger partner kind of going forward. Frankly, I had to prove myself to them.
Oh, gotcha. Sure. Okay.
And so now I've got their attention now. So
I think I should say so.
I think we're good.
Right, yeah, there you go. Right.
And then also Louisville Outreach for the Unsheltered. So we're helping to get those folks, you know, off the expressway, you know, away from the stop signs and asking gotcha. For money and uh-huh. into the right places with the right help and
cool.
assistance.
Yeah. Outstanding. And, you know, obviously we all know the car culture dips heavily into that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Very heavy on the charities.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
So is there anything different from years past to expect at this year's Cars in the Commons?
So let's, I'll tell you, first off, you know, we'll kick off the week on Monday now. So the event is on June 24th and Saturday. So we'll be kicking off Monday at Watch Hill Proper. We're going to host a proper comedy show. So Cars in the Commons and Watch Hill Proper have teamed up, and tickets are $20. We got three comedians, two coming in from LA, one coming down from Indianapolis. We're super, super fired up about it.
Well, that is cool.
So that's something new.
Man.
Yeah. And I'll give you one little teaser too. We've got, of course, the red carpet that everybody likes. So it's going to be enhanced, which will be neat. And I've got a vendor that's coming in from New York City that is teased with bringing some type of celebrity to the show for some pictures and autographs. So we'll wait and see who that might be, but gotcha. But I'm very sure it'll make some smiles.
On
some faces.
Awesome.
And just to let people know, it's not the three of us.
Yeah. Right. No, right. Right.
I know you're expecting to see us already. It's not us. It got even better.
Nice.
So now there is a road rally that happens on the Cars in Common. Where does that go?
The road rally, you mean the you're talking about the after?
Yes.
The after drive.
Well, good question. We're not quite sure. Yeah, so you know, we had always done a parade of cars afterwards. The event has gotten so big now that we can't really drag 300 cars through a packed subdivision full of thousands of people that were there to see those very cars, and so instead, we're just going to put together a cruise afterwards, and you know, gosh, I'm sure we'll have a heck of a tale of cars kind of heading out of there and take it down Sleepy Hollow and on out through Oldham County, and hopefully all the way up to Madison. I get away from all the madness after the show.
Hypothetically speaking, they're going to Lexington. To any law enforcement watching, they're going to Lexington.
That's right.
Everybody looks south.
That's right.
Right. There you go.
That's right.
Come on, Bandit.
There you go.
Snowman over here laying a roadblock on it for you.
Well, I'm going to shift over to RCR. Because obviously, this is your gig, really.
Yep.
And so, how since we last spoke, how big has RCR become at this point?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, and it is pretty cool because, you know, it's organic.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yep. Completely, you know, just happened. So we're at 2,400.
Gosh,
wow.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, and I mean, it really is. And I tell you, I bet we sell 200 units a month of swag.
I got you.
You know, so like people are supporting it, which allows all of this to keep going.
Well, of course.
You
yeah,
know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So that's cool. And then, you know, with RCR events putting on Cars in Commons, we get contacted. So, you know, it was just, what was it? Just a few weeks ago, we went over to the old folks' home.
Mm-hmm.
We bring cars over there during their lunch period, and you know they
so
all
came. Cool.
Yeah, so that stuff's cool. And,
yep.
And
the response from that was fantastic from the people from that location.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, because there's postings on there from the people from the home that came that posted on the RCR site.
Yep.
And just the heartwarming talks where they just brought out stories and stories from these people that just don't usually talk that much.
Right. That's exactly right. That is it in a nutshell. That's exactly right. And, you know, with the success of some of these events and with the momentum that we have going, and quite frankly, with the positive, you know, we're not the street racers out there. You know, we're not doing the donuts in the city. You know, we're not doing any of that stuff.
Yep.
And so people trust us, and with that comes more opportunity. And I think you guys will be super excited to hear about the RCR event's next opportunity that will be coming at you very, very soon.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So if one was wanting to join up with RCR, how would they do so? And is there like an annual dues, or is it like a car club, where, you know, I know it's a car club, but it's more of a culture, actually.
Yeah. No, it's a good question. I think, you know, with most things, everyone tries to make money, right? And so I didn't do that. There is no fee. There is no, you know, there's nothing. So it's Facebook driven, right? You know, I didn't want to do what Porsche has already done and what Ford has already done. And, you know, everyone's already done a pay $50 and be a part of a club. Mm-hmm. You know what? Join our Facebook group. Get involved with us. I think once you do that, you know, you'll support us.
More of a join the cause.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you buy stickers, you buy T-shirts, you buy hats. That supports us. That it's allowing us to go out and grow these things. And, you know, frankly, look for other opportunities because, like I said, we've got more coming. So,
get your RCR sticker and get it on your car.
That's right.
Because there's nothing cooler than if you're out of town and you see a little Mark V coming up to the gas station and you look on the back and like, oh, that's a really cool paint job. It's lowered. Got some wide RCR.
That's right.
Well, look at that.
There you go.
Right. It's like you find when you go on a road trip, you see the same license plate from the same city. You're like, hey, we're from the same part of the country.
That's right.
RCR feels like family.
That's right. I love it.
Yep, for sure. Inclusive. I mean, it really is. That's how it all came together. Instead of standing around and looking at the same car, let's all drive different cars and go for a ride.
There you go. Now, I think we're kind of talking right now about how often does RCR meet. I think right now, Cars in the Commons every year, buddy. Get there.
Yeah.
Is there any other meetups that happen throughout
the year? We try to do one cruise a month, April through November.
Yeah.
So one cruise a month, April through November. A lot of times we'll cruise to or from a show. You know, we'll do group cruises to an out-of-town show. So those opportunities come up and about. And then as we kind of creep closer to, you know, to the actual event, we have planning meetings. So 35 or 40 of us are going for cruises every time we have a planning meeting. I think we need to get back to more cruising, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
That's what people like to do anyway, right?
That's right.
I mean,
that's
right. Got a car, may as well drive it, right?
Right. Get out, get out and let the car. That's right.
That's right.
It's all about.
So I know, I mean, you said, I think earlier, all cars are welcome. So what's most prominent? I mean, what is it, more Porsches than anything with RCR at this point? Or
I don't know.
Yeah, I got you.
I think, you know, I think we found a group of people that either have multiples. Mm-hmm. And like having multiples, you know, I don't have all Fords. I have a Ford, a Chevy, a Porsche, whatever. So we have a lot of guys with multiples. A lot of the younger guys are driving the Volkswagens, like we all came up through. You know, you go through your Volkswagen into your BMW, into your Porsche, right? That's kind of a natural progression.
Gotcha.
So we see age group progression happening. But you know, we also have American muscle because. Where we live, there's a lot of Corvette guys, right? Where we live, there's a lot of Ford guys. Where we live, they like, you know, horsepower, not just curvy roads.
Right.
I just happen to like curvy roads.
Yeah, exactly, right. But, no doubt.
Well, you got to include those Ferrari the Corvette C8s.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
The Ferrari C8s. Yes, exactly.
So, SEMA in October, you plan on going?
I love SEMA. I have been to SEMA a couple times. I go when it coincides with my work, with my business trip out there. I have to go to Vegas several times throughout the year. And so typically when it coincides, I go. So I've been, I guess, 3 out of the last 6 years.
Okay.
An amazing time. I mean, SEMA is is the best of the best.
It sure is, and this year is even going to be more special because the F1 race is the next month.
Oh, gotcha.
So they're already building the course and repaving the strip, and they're doing all that fun stuff. So.
And even building their U.S. headquarters there in Las Vegas as well. I was out there just last month, and we were flying out. Yeah, so they're staking claim. They're coming.
Wow.
So you'll have Miami, you'll have Austin, you'll have Vegas, right? And then I'm missing one. I think there's one more. They're going to add a fourth, I believe. But
gotcha.
Anyway, it's coming.
Wow.
I'm excited.
I love it. I love F1 racing. I get up every Sunday morning and watch the races.
Yeah.
At like 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them are at like 7 a.m., except they're the ones that are in the United States. But
this was
like, why are you getting up? There's an F1 race.
This is the first year in some time where I was watching the Indy 500, and it was actually almost as exciting as the F1, the ending of the 500. Almost as exciting. But anyway.
Now, since you were here last, We've talked about your collection. You drove over your Bimmer.
Bimmer, that's right.
Bimmer. It's not a Beamer.
That's right.
That's
Beamers are bikes.
Beamers have two wheels.
That's right.
Bimmers have all the rest of them.
There you go.
Do you have any new acquisitions since we last chatted?
Yeah. New acquisitions. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see. A Volkswagen. I've got, an Audi Q3. Mm-hmm. So I got the old lady, black on black, Q3. We put on coilovers. It's really nice. It is a really nice car.
Right.
I'm blown away by it. It's pretty much our only modern car.
Gotcha.
Someone has to drive a newer car.
Gotcha. Right. May as well be the wife.
But
right?
It really is. It's the new new 45. You know, 2T turbo engine in there, and it actually runs out pretty good for a small SUV. Mm-hmm. On the more fun side, Volkswagen MK2 I'm building right now. So mm-hmm. a true 16 valve car, 1986 car.
86.
My first car that I ever had.
Wow.
Was a 1986 16 valve.
It's not the car, but one like it.
Exactly.
I got you.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we got that.
Was that the same 16 valve that originally came out in the Scirocco?
Yes.
I was getting ready.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's awesome. It's got a little cam in it. It's going to be a fun car. And all original body, all original body panels. I mean, obviously a manual. I mean, I can't wait to see that. It's going
to
be fun.
Now, where'd you find this rascal?
That car was in a barn in West Virginia.
Okay. Gotcha.
Brought that one back about a month ago. And about 3 months ago, I added an MK3. So that's a VR6 car. Really cool car. That has all the fun bits and all kinds of. That car's awesome.
Yep.
It went to Poland for a full refresh, and that car's a screamer.
I was going to say, you got a lightweight car with the VR6. I mean, it's gonna perform.
It's
right.
Fun.
Yeah.
It really is.
See, I keep coming to references. The VR6 was that? Did they introduce that with the Corrado?
So the Corrado SLC.
Okay.
Right. So they had the first Corrado with the G60, and then they put out the second Corrado with the VR6, which they called the SLC. Mm-hmm. So it was that VR6 engine.
Wow, yeah. That's so cool. Yeah.
So it's a 12-valve AAA engine.
They
later made a 24-valve, but that car was a 12-valve.
I mean, that engine in a properly weighted vehicle.
It's fun.
That's
well, and it sounds
that's
so
awesome.
Good. It just sounds good, and that's I mean, that's why I've kind of been leaning Volkswagens lately. I've been wanting to get my hands dirty a little bit, and the Porsches are just so expensive.
Right. Well, I know.
I got one that needs it needs cats right now, and they're like $2,000.
Right.
And no, catalytic converters are not worth that to me.
So exactly.
It'll rattle a little while.
They're not worth that to anybody. Come on.
Exactly.
Oh. You think they're worth gold?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, they're worth copper for sure, right? So I know you kind of touched on this. This is one of the questions we talk about, the road trips after the RC or the Cars in the Commons, and obviously, I mean, are there any set up? I know you said you do them between April and November. Do you have? I mean, is there like a date that we're going to meet at such
yeah,
and such
you know, and... I think the best thing to do really is just get on that Facebook group page.
Okay,
follow those events.
Yep.
You know, the Facebook group is actually a private group. I guess in hindsight, it probably should have made it public. I guess if I was trying to make this big, I don't know that I was. But Somehow.
23 to 2400 is pretty big, man.
It happened. Well,
you got to want it. You got to want it.
It just kind of happened. So, nonetheless, you got to find that, boom, and we'll approve you. And, hey, we're just going to keep trying to do it, right? So we've got a good summer event. I think that's a great foundation to help charity. Mm-hmm. I think if we could get in place a nice fall event, that would be wonderful. And then, you know, kicking off the season is always difficult, right? So you look at the rainy season here, yeah, it's very difficult. But if someone could get creative enough to figure out an early calendar event for a car event here locally, I think they would be on to something.
Gotcha.
Well, with Cars in the Commons 23 just a couple of weeks away, any grand ideas for 2024 that may have come up planning for 23 that's already in the mix? Don't get kicked out. I'll do my best.
That's right. Don't get kicked out. That's it. Don't get kicked out, seriously. And if we do, I do have a backup plan, so don't worry. But seriously, I would love to keep it here. I would love to continue the event in Norton Commons. I would love to, you know, tweak it going forward, like I talked about, to increase the opportunity for people to donate with raffles and auctions. Unfortunately, right now, hey, we're only participating to put our car in, and so I need to get a little bit, you know, wiser when it comes to the raising of the funds. But got a great foundation. I think we're going to kick ass again this year. And we'll have a few surprises coming for you this fall.
Sounds great. It's a fantastic event.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Now, are there any we got some out at the beginning of the show. Are there any other shout-outs you'd like to give out or mention to folks that are Ashley, that you'd like to bring out here, Ashley?
100%. Ashley, it is. You get it.
That's right.
It's already coming out. Right. No, I mean, listen, the backbone of everything is brains, right? And so that's not me. I'm here for the creative juices. No, but Ashley is truly the backbone. I mean, she runs our website. She runs the registration for the show. She runs all of our taxes. she's the one that keeps the whole house together. So you know, and I say, you know, thank you to her. But I think most of the folks are well aware that, you know, when you scoop a ball cap or a t-shirt, you know, that's our Ashley, a thank you fund.
Right. Yep.
Come to the car show and have fun for all of us. But for her, buy a t-shirt and a hat. And that helps offset all the time she puts in behind the scenes.
There you go. A good point to that for sure. You know, obviously when do and how much does it cost to register for Cars in Commons?
Yeah, so registration will happen every year between February and May.
Okay.
And sometimes a little bit early in May, given that we will sell out typically. So between February and May, it's approximately $48 and some odd cents, I believe, after it was all said and done. We've got some fees that we pay back for, you know, the handling of that website and whatnot. But all of those proceeds will go to charity, which is pretty exciting this year.
Yep.
And all the information can be found on our website at www.rivercityrippers.com, or visit us on our Facebook group page at River City, one word, and Rippers.
Fantastic. Well, that answered your question.
Answered my next question. Fantastic.
All right. Mr. Benzel, do you have a question? We asked this about him last time.
We asked about it, but, you know, folks, We're going to be current. We're going to remind folks about when Eric took his driver's test 8 weeks ago, because he's a young fella. Right. What car did you drive?
Now, wait. I'm going to answer this, I think. Now, again, mind you that we talked to a lot of people here, and we ask them the same question, which is brilliant.
I think I remember.
I want to say, was it a Buick?
Nope.
No? Okay, nope. Then I guess I was wrong.
I believe it was. I know my first car was an 86 GTI 16 valve.
That's
However,
what I was going to say.
Yes,
GTI?
That was my first car, but okay. the car did not run. The car did not run the day that I went to get the driver's test. So I had a car. It was cool. It just was a paperweight that day. I believe it was a black with tan leather interior, Honda Accord of my mother's that I later slid off the road in what would be my only, to this day, slide off the road occurrence.
Yeah, gotcha. Oh, gotcha. Yes. Gotcha.
Everybody's knocking on wood right
Honda
now.
Honda Accord. Okay, I'll have to remember that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Next time Honda Accord you, I'll still say GTI.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. And it certainly
beats the Buick. It's a better story. Yeah.
Right, there you go.
And when you got that, when you took your driver's test, you were the first one in line. You're ready to go. Unlike some of these younger folks that are like, I'll get a driver's test.
Oh, no. I was chomping at the bit.
Oh, me too. I was there on my birthday.
I was driving before I was supposed to.
Right. Right.
I think most of us were driving the car up and back, reversing. Back and forth in the driveway.
That's right.
I was like, just whatever you do, don't get into the street. But I'll let you drive up and down the street. I tell you what, J-Town police do not agree with that philosophy. Yeah. Like, just personal experience.
They don't agree.
No. There's a sidewalk, so don't do that.
Right. Well, Eric, again, it has been a pleasure speaking with you, and please know that you have our continued support and what a great thing you got going and do for the car community. So thank you for that. Obviously, thanks to everyone for listening. And happy motoring from your friends here at the Classic Car Corner Podcast.
Car on the corner, Lord, you make me cry. Wish you would let me be, instead you taunt me every time I walk by. Old classic car on the corner, still calling my name, so it seems, but I can't fool you, so I'll just ignore you and drive you in my dreams. I'll drive you in my dreams. Drive.